Well, I know a flower must have water to grow. But I don't much feel like sticking it out in this desert anymore, no, no. And I know when the punch is gone, you must roll, yeah. But I don't much feel like rolling anymore, no. Come back, come back. Oh, yeah, shine on me, yeah. Come back, darling. Oh, now come back to me. It's coming on July. Oh, it's hard as hell, yeah. And I'm just sweating it out, trying to pay down this mortgage bill. We built this house, yeah, a whole world to be a home. But lately, just feels more and more like a tune, yeah. Come back, come back. Oh, yeah, shine on me, yeah. Shine on now, darling. I need your love to set me free.
Sounds great, guys. So, Garrett, is that a song from your new album?
It is, yeah, man. Song from the new record.
Released, when are you hoping to have that on the streets?
I think that's going to come out around the first of the new year. We're putting in place all of the all the stuff you got to do to get out and support a record. So, a lot of work going into that, but we've got a great record that we cut at Ear Studios in Austin, Texas with James Stevens. He's a great, fantastic engineer, and he did a fantastic job on it. We cut it all to 2-inch, so it's actually a live record. It's it's live in the studio, but it's all of us doing the thing for real. So,
And the new album is going to be called Bitter Tree. Am I reading that right?
No, you're not reading it right, but that's okay. You know, because we don't know what it's going to be called.
Okay.
But you can say that, and then if it's called that, you can say that, you know, you heard it here first, right? You called it.
Well, anticipation for the new Garrett LeBeau album. We've got live in studio Garrett LeBeau and his band. Garrett, can you introduce all your band members, please?
Yeah. So we've got Mr. John Duran on the drums.
Hello.
He's a Colorado boy originally. Mr. Ben Geis on the bass, the Fender bass. He is from Philly. And over there on the keys, Stefano Intellisano. It's not Stefano. No.
No, I learned that. I learned that early. It's Stefano. So, Garrett, you've got a great backstory. Go ahead, you tell it. You grew up on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming.
Yep, I did. Born and raised in the area. You know, my parents live on the res still, and so I stayed there, I guess, for about 27 years before I full-time relocated to Austin, and then started playing music and I guess 2010, after I was doing construction work, and after the economy kind of crashed, there wasn't a lot of work going on, and so I picked up a gig at a restaurant there in town, and before long I was playing with you know, Antones and Threadgills and all these places there, and I had a crack band, Jamie Eldaker and a bunch of other people, Roscoe Beck, kind of took me under their wing and got me going. So I've been doing this full time ever since then.
How does that? How did growing up in Wyoming inform your music like today?
Well, I would say that there's something about, I believe, about the space of living, being very rural. I like the, I like some space in the music. You know, you got to have some space, definitely. And so, I mean, you know, just I think that somehow that got in there, the wide open. There's a lot of room in the music, which is important for this type of music. And then also, I think it may sound a little hokey, but on some level, I think the native thing, the writing is definitely comes from rhythm, and so that's a that's definitely something about native music that's typically comes from the drums, from the rhythm. So that's where I come from writing-wise. But the other part of that is that I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, so I really didn't listen to music growing up. Not because you can't as a witness, just that most people really don't. They try to limit their influences from worldly things. So it's a bit odd that I would be a musician, I guess, you know, at this point. Late bloomer.
Kind of a big jump from Wyoming to Austin, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Sound like a good jump. And what's cool about your music is you don't do a lot of covers. You write most of your songs.
Yeah, the reason for that was because I learned to play over a very long period of time. And originally I had an electric guitar with no amplifier. So I would like be playing that thing, and took me a long time to get the skills together. I wrote songs just for my own enjoyment. So I never learned other people's tunes. So that's why I don't cover tunes, because I really don't know any tunes.
It's working out great. You know a few tunes, your own tunes. Let's hear another one, Garrett.
All right. We're going to do a tune from that's going to be on the new record. Called Killing Me, and it's our take on the blues, I guess you could say, and it has some influence from the band, you know, rhythmically. Ben's influences on the bass and everybody's, Johnny's, and so I think it's a good example of somebody writing, you know, a modern blues thing, you know. So it goes like this. Give me a second. Thank you. turned to night and night turned to day. Ever since, woman, you took your love away, and it's cold outside, yeah, colder than I thought it could be. Oh, now, woman, it's tough, tough as can be. I'm gonna have to fight, fight to be free, and it's killing me. This being so free. Well, I know now, woman, your love wasn't meant for me. You treat me so low now, I can finally see. With others have seen for so long that you meant me harm. Oh, now, woman, I'm singing that well woman song. Guess it's just my time to sing along, and it's killing me. This being so free. Oh, now, woman, can it be? Do you really wanna take your loving away from me? Oh. All our woman, yeah, tough as can be. Gonna have to fight, fight to be free, and it's killing me. This being so free.
Very nice, very nice. When you think about the Great Recession, there weren't a lot of benefits, but one of them was getting you into music, Garrett.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, reading up on on Garrett LeBeau and your music online. One word kind of keeps popping up a lot, and we're hearing it here this afternoon. That word is soul. If you had to tweet a description of your music, Garrett, what would you say?
If I had to tweet, well, since I don't actually do that.
140 characters.
Geez, that's
140 characters, Garrett.
I don't know, man. Soul music for soul-loving people. Dig
okay.
it.
You can catch
Super Soul.
You can catch Garrett LeBeau's soul music this afternoon at 5:30 at Buckley Park. It's a free concert put on by the Community Concert Hall. And we've got Garrett LeBeau and the band live in studio here this afternoon. We're really tickled to have you guys here. You know, you can hear, again, reading up on your music, people compare you. A lot of comparisons come popping out from everywhere, from J.J. Cale to Al Green. So what were your influences? I know, you know, all this stuff came from somewhere. What when you were listening, when you were trying to just get started, what influenced you? Who did you listen to?
Well, early on, there wasn't really any influences because, like I said, we didn't listen to much music. I think that blues was a thing that I gravitated toward. I think, let me recall here correctly, Buddy Guy's Damn Right I've Got the Blues record came out in probably, I don't know, 92 or something like that, a Silvertone record. And anyways, that record, I heard a couple tunes off that. And I really liked him as a teenager, and I didn't have any, you know, knowledge of blues at the time. So I went to buy that record, and I couldn't find it. And I found instead Live in San Francisco, which is actually became my all-time favorite Buddy Guy record. When I first got it, I didn't like it because I had no place to put it. It was a more traditional record, but that ended up influencing me. And I think then just through time, and probably because of rhythmic and also some of the kind of simplistic, you know, mechanisms that you use to write blues, that I was able to pick that up, you know. But it just came naturally to me, so I started playing blues. And then later it was like I met Robert Cray, and he was a big influence on me because he had taken the blues and done something with it of his own. And I think, you know, the records Take Your Shoes Off and I don't remember the name of the record, the one right after that. So they're both produced by Steve Jordan. Both those records really spoke to me, and still amongst my favorites. So that kind of, I mean, you know, Albert Collins I liked. I kind of was drawn towards the song aspect that Robert Cray presented, and also like the grittiness of like an Albert Collins. So I tried to stay away from the more modern blues kind of all guitar and nothing else approach, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got a great sound, Garrett. And we're really, happy to have you here this afternoon. Let's hear one more song from you guys and let you guys get back on the road and headed into Durango and get set up for that free concert at 5:30 in Buckley Park. One more song, please.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over and just do something different here. Hold on one sec. This tune's called Bitter Tree. It's kind of I like to think of it as a meditation on love, when you're trying to cut through the person that you love and you want them to hear what you're saying. So anyways, it goes like this. Thank you. Found a lot of pavement, put a lot of miles on. Been a long time now, in a long time gone. Hey now, baby, oh, and you've been on my mind. You know, woman, I love you so true, love you so tenderly. If you wanted to, 'cause I'm your man. Mama, that's what I am. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. Bitter-hearted lovers, jealous, that's the same. And now I'm going tired playing these lovers' games. Oh, now, baby. Oh, and you've been on my mind. You know, woman, loving ain't no sin. Open up your heart, girl. Let the loving come in, yeah. Mama, 'cause I'm your man, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. And I know, woman, you've been hurt before. But don't you turn away, love, when it's knocking at your door. Throw your loving arms around me. Oh, so wide. All our woman, love can be good and sweet. I like to get a taste now of your loving tree, yeah, yeah. Sure sounds good to me, yeah, yeah. Oh. Bitter tree, darling, and won't you now? All I can see about me, you know, woman, loving ain't no sin. Come on, open up your heart, girl. Let the loving come in, yeah, yeah. Mama, 'cause I'm your man, yeah, yeah. Oh, found a lot of pavement, put a lot of miles on. Been a long time out there, a long time gone. Hey, now, baby. You've been on my mind. All our woman, love you so true, and I love you so tender. If you wanted to, mama, 'cause I'm your man. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Listen to Live in Studio with Garrett LeBeau and his band. That sounded great. Thank you very much for coming out here today.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for having us. Appreciate it.
You can catch Garrett LeBeau and the whole band at 5:30, a free concert at Buckley Park in downtown Durango. We're going to let you guys hit the road now. You guys are in Ouray tomorrow. Did I understand that? A little bit shorter drive for you guys tomorrow?
Yeah. We're in Ouray and then Grand Junction the night after that at the Mesa Theater. So, what's a place in Ouray? Does anybody?
What's a what?
I know we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
You know,
just just head north on 550 and see what happens.
There you go.
No, it's a kind of a tricky drive. There's a few mountain passes you got to get over, and you're going to need those trailer brakes, Garrett. So.
Yeah, we've been over that in the dead of winter.
Be sure those are working. And
we did the million-dollar highway in ill-advised time of year, for sure.
It's been great having you guys out here, and safe travels. And a big thanks also to Ken and Hazmat for making you guys sound so good this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.